What's up, Anchor? It's been a good amount of months. I'm not exactly sure when the last time I came on and I left a podcast for you guys, but I decided to come on tonight and give a small update of my status of what's going on. So I have retired from the Marine Corps, which that happened May of 2021. It is now April of 2022, and I think I left the podcast like a poem a couple months back, or I'm not exactly sure when. I hop on, I do the poem, and then I leave. I really don't look at the dates on when I do it. But we are currently in the process of making a transition from North Carolina back down to South Carolina. I'm moving back and forth throughout the weeks, bringing items down to try to make the move a lot smoother, just make a smoother transition for items that we will need, like when housing comes to pack us up and bring our household goods down. Ain't no telling when it's going to actually show up to our house. So I'm just bringing things down that I know we will need. And I'm bringing things down that my wife tells me to bring down. So we have it here that will assist us while we wait for the trucks to show up with our household goods. Also, we're still in the process of building our house. So again, we're moving from North Carolina back to South Carolina, from one base to another base, while the contractors are currently constructing our home. So that's pretty much what's going on with me right now. I'm also sitting in the house that we're going to move into, which I'm in a place called Goose Creek, South Carolina, and I am with my brother. And he too is an artist. He too has a talent. He does music, and he's been on some of, like, on my podcast. He's been on some of my poems at the end. If you hear the, like, a musical piece with a guy that's rapping on that, that's my brother. I put my brother on right after I do a poem. But today I wanted to come on and have a discussion about our dad. And those of you that have listened to my podcast before or heard any of my previous poems, you know that I praise my dad highly. You know, he's been an influential male in my life, and you know what, I attribute a lot of him to where I am today because he set the example for what I should be, and I followed his lead. I didn't do exactly what he did, but I followed a lot of the characteristics that my dad set for me, and, you know, and I thank him greatly for who he was as a person, even till now, even after his passing, he's still guiding. And some of you will get that. Some of you will understand that. It's definitely a spiritual thing. So to those that are not fully in tune on the spiritual side, if you don't quite get it, I understand that you could probably say that, yeah, this dude's crazy. But if you're listening to this podcast, I would bet that you think, or that you know, that I'm not crazy, and that people can definitely guide you after they are no longer present in this physical form. Anyway, so I'm sitting here with my younger brother, and I wanted to do this podcast because I've never done a podcast with somebody else. I've never done a podcast where I am asking someone else questions, or someone is asking me questions, and we dialogue about it. But today I decided to do it, and we're going to dialogue about and ask questions about our dad. So you want me to go first, or you want to go first?
Yeah, you
You want me to go first? Okay. So, but when, again, just when you speak, just speak up because this microphone can capture everything. So, I'm going to ask a question first to you.
All right.
Who is Daddy and what did he do for you?
Wow. So, Daddy, I believe, to me, is a... man, how do I even put this into words, man? Like a spiritual socket, so to speak, that you can, especially his children, you could plug yourself into and receive downloads from the spiritual world about yourself. You know, Daddy just had he had a way of taking things on a spiritual level and breaking it down on a mortal level to where anyone on any level of, you know, comprehension could comprehend and understand what he was saying. But he would deliver this information in a way that it would be eye-opening, thought-provoking, and, you know, awakening to who he was speaking to. So I feel like that's who he was. I feel like that a lot of his life and times were dedicated to that purpose. So I feel like that's who he was, at least to me.
Mm-hmm. And, what did he do for you?
What did he do for me? Okay, so personally for me, and I can't speak for, you know.
For you. Yep. Yeah, what did he do for you?
He really put me into my conscious mind state. Like I'm very consciously aware of spiritual aspects as far as, you know, sight, sound, situations that I become a part of, that I find myself a part of, my own personal endeavors, my spiritual development. It just made me really, like, real privy to what's going on in the etheric realm around me at all times.
I just learned a new word, etheric realm. I gotta look that up.
Yeah, so that's pretty much where I am right now in life, as far as in relation to the rest of my siblings. That's what he did for me. You know, me being in my adolescence, being the baby of the family, and like we were talking about earlier, me being where I am in life and where he was in life when he was teaching me what he taught for me. That's what placed me where I am today. So, yeah, just that.
Okay. So I'm going to try to answer that same question. Who is Daddy and what did he do for me? So, to me, that Daddy was the provider. That's what Daddy was to me. He was the example. He showed me what I need to be doing when I become a man. And I kind of cheated because I had a head start, so I could practice it while I was a boy. So it was like, I think about it like if he was a coach, and like a track coach, he allowed me to start ahead of the race. he gave me all the tools to start the race ahead of my peers and smoke them all. Like that's just, and I love him for that. Like I saw everything. I saw how to become financially responsible, how to take care of your wife, how to take care of your kids, how to handle your family economic system. Man, Daddy was a boss at that. Like, that's just what he was to me. And I'm like, he didn't even need to say words. I just watched him do it. I watched him and it just became part of me. So that's who Daddy was. And then what did he do for me? Man, he motivated me. He motivated, because even to this day, Daddy ain't here no more. I'm still chasing his status. He inspired me to either catch up to him or pass him.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to pass him all the time. And I'm like, man, I just feel like, dang, he did it a little bit better. I want to try to catch up to him. So that's who my dad was, and that's what he do for me. And even to this day, it's still ongoing. Like I'm in this house right now, and I'm like, Daddy wouldn't accept this. I gotta do it on my own. That's just how it, you know, that's how it is. And you know, for you listening right now, I'm sitting in a house that me and my family are about to move into, but it's just temporary because we're also, like I said, we're in the process of building our house. And I got a, what's the age? I think Daddy was 41 when they moved into Jones Island.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta be done by 41. See, he gives me a target. He gives me something to shoot for, you know, and that target is high. He's up there with the stars, and I'm aiming for the stars as well because I want to at least hit the moon, at least, you know, because he set that bar up there. All right, so that's the first question that I wanted to ask my brother Caesar. Now he's gonna follow up with that.
All right, so my first question for you. Do you think that Daddy influences our timeline of events right now from where he is?
So, okay, do I think that Daddy influences our timeline of events from where he is right now?
Exactly.
I would say that question, well, that answer depends on how one of us, when I say one of us, I mean our siblings, how you think. Because it's really good. That is going to really depend on your level of spirituality. If you don't believe the spirit realm has any influence on you, then that answer would be no. And I don't know how all my siblings think. I think I know, but I can't really speak for them.
I got you.
But for me,
yeah.
Do I think that my dad influences my timeline of events right now?
Mm-hmm. Adding or removing things on your path. Oh, this is gonna mess him up.
It's possible that it is possible, but I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure if he makes, you know, something that could have happened and be negative, he makes it stop. I don't know for sure. I do think that, like, I'll feel things, and like something simple such as keep both eyes on the road, keep your eyes on the road, keep your hands on the steering wheel. I feel that. You know, I'd be thinking, man, that's Daddy. Daddy said that to me. My daddy said that to me. Even today, you know. So I'm gonna answer that question with the percentage, and I'm gonna say it's about 80%. I'm gonna say it's about 80%. All right. So that's my answer. Because I can't call it for sure. I can't prove it in a court of law, but I think so. I think it's, you know, I'm like, man, that had to be Daddy right there. That had to have been Dad. That's what my man said. I can't say no, but I ain't at 1,000% yeah off the wall. But if I had to stand on this side of the room to say no in the middle of undecided or in this room for yeah, I'm over there. I'm over there with yeah.
Okay. So I answered this.
Yeah, say the question again so the people can hear it.
So the question again is, do you, James, think that Daddy influences our timeline of events from where he is?
Does our dad influence our timeline of events right now from where he is currently? All right.
Yes.
So what do you think?
I believe that's a big yes.
Hard yes.
Energy can never be created nor destroyed. It can only transform. When he walked, everything that he did, at least to my to, to my understanding, to what I saw, was to the betterment and the benefit of his family. Right? He would move mountains, tunnel through a mountain if he needed to, you know, to provide and protect his family. So I don't think anything changed in that regard as far as he's concerned, just because the endeavor changed. Like he went from one form, the physical form, to the etheric form, or the light form. Mm-hmm. So he's not physically here anymore. However, his intent is still what it has always been. So he's still here looking out for us. What do you say? I think it's KRS-One, the Fifth Dimension Explained, I believe is the video. Where it's like, what happens when these eyes, these ears, this nose, and this mouth fall off into the grave? These other senses that you have left after those senses are all you left with. So if those senses is what everyone has, and he had those senses about us, and from those senses he wanted to see us do good, I believe wherever he is right now, he is making a good stride and effort to remove from our timeline of events anything that's adverse, and replace that with something that is beneficial towards the overall outcome for us as his children. So I definitely believe that he does influence our timeline of events from where he is, and I think he does a good job of doing it. He's always right in the middle of where he's supposed to be, so.
Okay.
That's what I think.
All right, we're going to roll into question two. What do you miss most about Daddy?
Oh, man. What I miss most about Daddy is his wit. Boy, his wit. Man, Daddy been funny, man. He been real sharp.
Yes, sir.
His ability to, you know, light up a room, take control of a room, and not even just a room, just, you know, wherever he was, people would just kind of naturally gravitate towards him, being, from the information he's passing, his smile, the laughter, just the demeanor altogether. But out of all of that, how he would communicate to people, he just had a way of communicating, being able to communicate anything to anybody at any moment. So as far as that is concerned, I feel like, for one, kind of sidebar, I feel like all of us kind of have those attributes, that attribute as a part of us. But I think that I think that's what I miss most about him, is, you know, that's kind of where I get it from. So, you know, like when I see it in you and Ariel and Yolanda and Paige, it's like, man, we got that from Daddy, man. That's a gift. We get it from him. So, and that'll never go away. So I think that's what it is.
All right. So that's, you miss his wit. What do I miss most about Daddy? I think my honest answer to that is I miss seeing him and Mama. I miss seeing him and Mama. I miss seeing, you know, it wasn't as critical when he was here, but now it's like, dang, that was an important piece. Him and Mama together. It really, we kind of just took it for granted when he was here. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. But now that he isn't here, and I know that Mama miss him. We all miss him, but Mama miss him, you know, like that. Right. I miss seeing him and Mama together, or knowing they're together, laughing, joking, you know, who knows the amount of jokes that in the room that they got going on. Because if we anything like him, they were cracking jokes like crazy, you know, cracking jokes on President Trump. C- cracking all, like, just a bunch of, just fun, yeah, just so I miss that. I miss knowing that that doesn't exist no more, because you know he's no longer physically here. Right. So, and it's mainly because of Mama, because I want Mama to have that. You know, I wish she had that still with Daddy. So that's what I miss more. I miss the camaraderie between him and Mama. That's what mine's been. Well, okay, you roll with your next question.
All right. Let me see. Question number
two.
All right. Do you think the transition was or is, because nobody knows what it is, do you think the transition was or is easy for him as it relates to our spiritual development?
I do. I think that the... I actually think that he had a choice. That's what I think. I think he had a choice.
Yeah.
I think that whatever his assignment was to come, whatever that was, I think it was presented to him. That's what I think. I think it was presented to him when he was in the shower. I think he was in the shower. I think the Creator said, hey, look, here is what I need you to do. I need you to do this, this, and this. As far as what you got here, dude, you've already set that up and you've mastered it. You good, but I need you to make a decision, and I need you to make it now. But I need this to happen. And I think he was like, done, let's go. That's actually what I think. That's what I think. And I think he thought about, all right, wait a minute. I got a wife. I got kids. I've already set them up. I know she's going to miss me. And she's going to have one moment to look at me as I'm making this transition. But I think his decision was already made when this thing was presented to him. He was like, I'm there. Done. Gone. And that's what I think. I think he had to... We good. We actually really good. So this is going to actually lead into my next question. But I think that... Wait, say your question again. Read the question.
Do you think the transition was / is easy for him?
I think that decision was super easy.
No brainer.
Not even a question. I think that because he was so good at what he did while he was here. Mm-hmm. It's the same to me, it's the same thing as third phase recruits. They're on autopilot. I set it up already, so when this time comes, they're good. They know what to do. I set this up. I provided and protected for them to set this up, and they're good now. Now I'm needed on a bigger stage. I'm gone. But y'all know who I was when I was there. I did that. I'm out. That's what I think. That actually helps me understand and cope with his passing. And I said, you know what? I hope when it's my time, I hope it's like that. That's all mental for me. But that's what I think will happen in that shower. That's what I think. Okay. All right, so that was your second question to me, right? All right, so now your turn to answer that.
So... I share the same sentiment. Again, the question is, do you think the transition was or is easy for him as it relates to our spiritual development? I personally don't think it was easy. I feel like the decision was kind of already made. Like, all right,
Like he made the decision, or somebody made it for him? Like
he made the decision.
Okay.
Prior to that moment coming to his life, like already, I already know. Like when this happened, I already know I'm choosing this. But I don't think it was easy because of. I don't think he knew where he was going to be at, what the circumstance was going to be like. Like he right there in front of mom. Like when I listen to mama talk about the about when it happened,
mm-hmm.
and I physically see the trauma in her face, and her talk about that moment, I don't necessarily think that was an easy moment for him. I think that was really hard for him. Now that's speaking about the transition itself, but the second part of the question is as it relates to our development. I feel like in the moment, he knew that there was like a lot of things that, for one, she didn't necessarily like know or have right then. But she got a lot of this, like, you know, as time progressed, she started learning, and subsequently all of us started learning and developing, you know, other aspects of ourselves spiritually and morally. But as the question is asked in the moment, like when it was going down, I don't think it was easy. Like if it was a choice for him to make, I believe that he made the choice based off of what he was called to do. I don't think it was easy for him. I feel like that was probably a very hard thing, especially when I hear mama talk about the look he had on his face and just how everything went down. But knowing daddy and knowing who he was to us, and you know, how, pretty much just kind of how he operated on the inside of him, even though he couldn't speak through that moment, I feel like let's say you and I, or all of us, let's say all of us was there at the moment, we would have all had different answers to this question. Like mama would have had one answer, you would have a different answer, I have a different answer, but I guess I say all that to say I don't think it was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a hard decision to make? Probably not. But like as far as like what he like, dang man, I just spent so much time planning about this, thinking about this. Dang, it's here right now. But yeah, like, these are not the circumstances I thought it was going to be under. I don't know, but I just don't think it was easy. I think it might have been a no-brainer as like if he's just thinking about, okay, I got these children. They're decent. They're set up right now to be on this autopilot you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If he was in a moment thinking about these things, secondary, tertiary, whatever, okay, it's like, you know what? They got the helm. They're all right. But like just him being in front of mom, I think that element right there alone, with all of the tenure they got together, everything that they shared together, I feel like that was hard.
I think because he saw that with his own eyes.
Yes.
I don't think that was easy seeing that. But I think that the decision to go ahead and make the transition, I think that was a no-brainer. I think that seeing her not speaking was the... All the communication was happening right there between them two, which was, I'm sorry it had to be like this. But I don't think you understand what's next for me. And I'm going to go do that. But I also think that they're soulmates, so they will see each other again, or they will meet again in some form. I think that they are soulmates, and they will see each other again. Whether they be two butterflies, whether they be two roaches, whether they be two, you know, it don't matter. I think the soulmate thing works mysteriously. I think that they will link back up again.
Right.
In fact, I know they're gonna link back up again. Now, how they're going to link back up again, I can't fully answer that, but I think that they've always been linked up. Not just, this is just a time that produced us, but they've been together before, and before that, and before that.
Been here a time or two.
Yeah.
Maybe even 5 or 6.
Yeah, maybe even 5 or 6.
All right, cool.
So that was question 2, right?
Yeah.
That was question 2. All right, let's roll in 3. Pull it up. Okay, here we go. If you could bring daddy back, would you and why?
Okay. Man, I think about this question all the time. The answer is no, I don't think I would bring daddy back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd bring him back because of the amount of expansion and growth that everyone, not even just his children, but like people that were his friends, his acquaintances, his associates, the growth that everyone underwent, I don't even want to say losing him, but when he went through that transition, everybody was forced to grow. Everybody had to expand.
Mm-hmm.
So what was gained in that expansion, in that transition, I feel like is invaluable. Like I feel like it is necessary for one, and everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you don't necessarily understand the reason at the moment, everything happens for a reason and in divine order and time. So I don't think
you'd bring him back.
Yeah, I don't think I would bring him back because of everything that was to be gained by his passing. Pretty much as simple as that. I don't think I would bring him back.
No. All right. So, if you could bring daddy back, would you and why? So, my answer to that, same answer. No, I wouldn't. As much as I miss his presence. I would love to hear him say little stupid funny things to make us laugh. So much little funny stuff. I wouldn't bring him back because I understand his mission right now is bigger than what it was here. If I'm wrong on that, at least that's what I believe, because that helps me cope with his passing. So I wouldn't, if I had the power to bring him back and reverse whatever he got going on now, I wouldn't do that, because I think his mission is greater. Plus, while he was here, it's not like I think he has unfinished business. Now, Mama would have a totally different answer than this. I think he would have a totally different answer. But I don't think that I would bring him back because I'm sure his mission right now is greater. All right, I had to take a quick break real fast, but we're back. So, again, question, I just asked him my question 3, if you could bring daddy back, would you and why? And we both just discussed that. So, your turn. You can go ahead and ask your question 3 now. All
right, so question 3 for me. If daddy came back tonight / right now,
mm-hmm.
What do you think the key takeaway or lesson would be that he would be bringing to us from where he's been?
If he came back tonight, right now, what lesson would he teach us right now?
What lesson, yeah.
If he came back right now, I I mean, you saying us or me?
Us. So his, the family that he left behind to go on the assignment that he's been on, he just came back from this assignment, back to his family.
Okay.
What is he teaching his family now?
Oh God, I don't know what his assignment was. So,
yeah, I don't know what his assignment is. If he were to come back now, teaching us things from the assignment that he was just on, it would be, that's kind of hard for me to answer that because I don't know what assignment he's on right now. So, yeah, without that's a critical piece of information I need to know. But if he were to come back, I do think that he would say, I'm proud of you guys and the progress you've made. I think he would say something along the lines of, you know, keep doing what you are doing. And I'm thinking about all four of us. My bad. All five of us. I'm thinking about all five of us. I think he would say, keep doing what you are doing. But as far as specific to his assignment that he was on, I don't know, because I don't know what assignment he's on. I don't know. I don't really know what he's doing. I just know it's big. I know it's important, but I don't know what it is. So that's my answer to that. I think he would encourage us to carry on doing what we're doing and just tell us that he's proud of us. And that's it.
So, for me answering that question three again, that is, if he came back, if daddy came back tonight, or right now, what do you think the key takeaway or lesson would be based off of the assignment that he was assigned? So, I believe, just based off of some conversations that we've had over the past 5 years, some of the lesson that he would bring back that was prevalent right now, like I got a chance to speak right now, patience. I think that he would be pushing some sort of like element of patience, just because I remember just dreams that all of us have had. Not all of us have had like the same dream, but we all have different dreams, and just kind of me taking inventory of them dreams, like, daddy showed up in my dream and he was in this room and then he walked through this wall and, you know, XYZ. And in this dream, time wasn't a factor. So just kind of like thinking of all the elements of the dream, for me in this mortal world, I think I boil that stuff down to having patience or taking more time out, because daddy took his time on a lot of stuff, man. Taking time. Nice and snug or whatever, just little stuff he would say. And I'm not entirely sure what the assignment was, like how you said, but I feel like the way that he was in this life, just like the way that we are in this life, it speaks somewhat to what our next mission is going to be. So, hey, I don't know like how you don't know, but I feel like it would be something along the lines of patience. Slow and steady, making measuring twice, cutting once type stuff, you know, doing stuff right.
That okay.
Makes sense to you.
Okay.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and we're gonna wrap this up. I'm going to end this podcast. But I'm gonna cut, and I'm gonna come back with a poem that has been, you know, just sitting with me, and it's actually, so I don't really understand the whole mathematics, you know, when it comes to consciousness, understanding numbers and mathematics. But all I can tell you all listening to this, that the number is 97. What that means, I don't know. I have zero clue of what 97 means, but I'm about to read to you all the 97th poem that, you know, that came to me at the time when it came to me, which was in 2019. So I appreciate all of you all taking the time out to listen. Those of you that stuck through and listened through the entire podcast. Again, I think I'm gonna name this Men Who Love Their Fathers. I think I'm gonna name it Men Who Love Their Fathers. The podcast. As far as the poem, I'm not sure yet what I'm gonna name that poem. But I appreciate all of you taking the time to listen to this podcast. You know, continue to do great things. Move forward with Godspeed. I wish all of you the best. And I will see you all, or really, I will talk to you all the next time that I come on and do another podcast. Thank y'all for listening. I'm here back to attack my greatness. It was robbed from me in the past, but it's impossible to escape this. On the slave ship, there was hardship, but I was equipped not to quit. I was quick on my feet, but I couldn't escape the whip, yet I endured it. Ancestors had my back, I was sure of it. The vessel stopped on the Atlantic, Carolinas, on the shore of it. In shackles, they led me in the streets, like a tourist, selling me for the highest of price, plus interest. They never thought that I'd be back telling stories, like a journalist. Now, if you like what you hear, do me the favor and share. They'll be surprised that I'm everywhere, leaving them in awe with a stare. At this current moment, no other poet compares. Most people are products of the environment that they see, but I'm different. I change my surroundings in order to fit me. Some try to study my habits and the way that I do things, like how my mood swings and the aggravation it brings. So I take the aggression and deliver at my discretion. Each and every session, I'll always slip in a lesson. I was able to decipher through a message from Tom Chesson. Due to his profession, he's assisted with my progression. In disguise, he's a blessing, trying to figure my poetic obsession. But it's impossible for me to be forced back to oppression. A picture's worth a thousand words, but my speech is invaluable. I'm Umbuku, the spirit poet. If you wasn't sure, now you know. Sometimes I may produce my product slow. Inside of me are poetic seeds. I'm just reaping what nature sowed. Within this unique position, I have no competition, yet I'm competitive. So battling myself becomes my sedative, and I'm addicted to it. It absorbs through my spirit, no need to chew it. The addiction is contagious. I'll make anybody do it. As you listen to its tranquilizing effects, you'll realize my vibrations are magnetic. I guarantee you won't regret it. And if you think you can get rid of my energy, forget it.